The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
So you're saying it's okay to bench a quarterback. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Why?
So, well, I'll parlay this into an Eagles thing, as I always do, Stats. So I drop down from number 26 to 30th. Only the Jags and the Jets lower than the Eagles now. In my power rankings, I'm all the way, because they're terrible and there's really no easy fix. And there's a good article on Bleeding Green Nation about this, kind of outlying, and this by Benjamin Solak, I should say, on Bleeding Green Nation, where the Eagles are in this really tough situation, Stats, where like they kind of are stuck. Like they can't really move on from Carson Wentz, but he's absolutely playing at a level where he deserves to be benched. I want to get your take on it as an outsider from afar. I'm of the mind that he should be benched. Would you bench Carson Wentz?
Yes, I would bench Carson Wentz, because while they can't move on from him contractually, there's nothing in the contract that says he has to start. And I want to give credit to whoever said this, and I can't remember who it was on Twitter, but basically the way he's playing now, that's like the downside of Jalen Hurts pretty much. So you might as well put in the real Jalen Hurts and see if you could get the upside of his career. Like, you are gaining nothing from Carson Wentz playing. And the only reason to keep him in there is just stubbornness, pretty much. Like, well, we gave up a lot to get him and we're paying a lot of money, so we have to keep playing him, which makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you. So I have a few points on this. One is that it's amazing how Jalen Hurts is good enough for the Eagles to take at number 53 overall in the draft this year, but he's also simultaneously not good enough to replace Carson Wentz, who is playing like one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL and deserves to be benched. And then it's interesting because Doug Peterson keeps talking about it would send the wrong message for the Eagles to bench Carson Wentz. And devil's advocate to that, because his point is that like it would, you know, send a message that the season is over, whatever. Like, I don't – how, though? I look at the other way. I would look at it as if you're actually not accepting or you're saying that the season isn't over by making a quarterback change, because you're willing to do something drastic and aggressive to get better results. And like, how is it possibly a meritocracy here? Like, how can you possibly preach that message that the players who, you know, practice the hardest and they play the hardest and, you know, they perform, like, deserve to be in the starting lineup if you have Carson Wentz out there? Because he doesn't right now. His numbers are terrible. And look, I'm not going to say every single thing wrong with the Eagles is on him. I think they're a mess across the board. I've said this, but he's a pretty big factor as the starting quarterback. And I absolutely think he needs to be benched. And there are two main reasons why, Stats. One, I want to see how he responds to being challenged like that and being held accountable, because I think maybe that could actually be a good thing for him in the long term. Maybe it will help him wake up and smell the roses. Whatever, maybe it won't, but I think that's an angle you can think about. And number two, can we please see just how much the quarterback is to blame for what's going on with the Eagles' offensive struggles? There's a lot of talk out there that, like, oh, it's actually not Carson Wentz's fault, or not all of his fault. It's Doug Peterson. The offense is terrible. Carson Wentz can't possibly look good in this offense. I mean, I just think that's kind of BS, and I would like to see Jalen Hurts come in and so we could test that theory.
Yes, I know all about fans not wanting to criticize the quarterback covering the 49ers. Trust me, the Jimmy Garoppolo love is real. I just think that you nailed it. Any other position that someone was playing at the level of Carson Wentz is playing at, and they would be benched. It wouldn't even be, you wouldn't have to give a press conference about it. It wouldn't be a problem. And I get that quarterback is not like other positions. I understand that. But at some point, the message it sends to the other team, to your team, like you brought up with what Peterson said, it's a bad message by keeping him in there. So to me, I think you bench him, you bring in Hurts. You know, like you said, if you invested the pick in him, you might as well see what you have. You did it for a reason. I don't think it was just to protect against an injury by Carson Wentz. It's to protect the team. That's what Howie and everybody was saying when he was picked. Well, now you need that protection. So I totally agree with you. Bring him in, see what's there. What is the downside? Oh no, you have two quarterbacks that you really think can play? Like, what? I don't understand what would be the bad part of Jalen Hurts coming in and being successful.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.